So our next topic involves the Texas ERCOT market reform and redesign issues. And we have two speakers. I think you all are in for a real treat with these two speakers. Let me introduce both of them, and then I'll let them take it from there. We have Warren Lasher, who's president of Lasher Energy Consulting. He started that firm in 2021. And that group provides analysis and insight with clients who need help with their strategic energy goals. Prior to that, Mr. Lasher spent 17 years with ERCOT. He was in the System Planning Organization Department. He also served as director and senior director of system planning. Prior to that, he was with the Southern Company in Alabama, and he's worked in engineering and generation planning organizations. We also have Wen Zhang with us today. She's with Potomac Economics, and she's the deputy director of the ERCOT Independent Wholesale Market Monitor. The duties for that position include investigating conduct by market participants in ERCOT when that conduct's not aligned with market rules or if that distorts the outcome of markets. She also helps conduct analysis when there's some kind of unusual market event and helps make recommendations to enhance market efficiency and improve market design. So please join me in welcoming Wen and Warren. Thank you.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Warren. Can you hear us?
Yeah, hey, Wen. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Good to see you.
Yeah, and I guess I'm kicking off our series of presentations or talks. So as mentioned before, I'm Wen with Potomac Economics. We are acting as the independent wholesale market monitor for the ERCOT wholesale market. And today I'm here to talk to you about something called the performance credits mechanism, and be giving a little bit of background of the studies that were conducted for it, discussions and the adoption of this service in 2022, a talk of some of the high-level principles of the mechanism, and some of the outstanding questions for it. So yeah, a little bit of background. In June of 2022, the Public Utility Commission of Texas engaged a firm, E3, to study options for market design in order to align with principles that they adopted and had published in a blueprint of reliability reforms. And then the initial options laid out in that blueprint included a load-serving entity obligation, dispatchable energy credits, and a backstop reliability service. And so E3 finished its study in November 2022, and in addition to those initial three options, they also studied two additional proposals, the first being a forward reliability market and the aforementioned performance credit mechanism. And at the end of that report, E3 actually recommended moving forward with the forward reliability market, which was closest in concept to like a traditional capacity market. But instead, all five commissioners voted to adopt the performance credit mechanism. And so what exactly is it? Here are some of the high-level principles that were laid out in the adoption, as well as some that have since been specified in laws that were passed in the previous legislative session. And so the performance credits mechanism, or PCM, as I'll be referring to it throughout the rest of this presentation, establishes a requirement for load-serving entities to purchase performance credits at a single centrally determined clearing price. And that performance credit requirement is a fixed quantity determined in advance of the compliance period and would be used to shape a demand curve. And that performance requirement should be the target portfolio level in order to achieve whatever reliability goals that have been set out for ERCOT. In addition, there would be a voluntary forward auction that would be administered by ERCOT for these performance credits. Any generators that participate in this mechanism, they would be awarded performance credits based off of availability to the system during what's gauged as the highest reliability risk hours, and also specified in House Bill 1500, the awarded quantity can't exceed what the generator would offer in a forward auction.